The Alaska House of Representatives passed a sweeping education bill last night, but only after removing some of its more contentious elements and adding another pot of education funding, APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
At the stroke of midnight, the House voted in favor of an education bill that nobody seemed particularly excited about. It gave schools too much money, said Eagle River Republican Laura Reinbold in her closing remarks.
I'm concerned that this isn't sustainable.
It gave them too little money, argued Anchorage Democrat Guarantor.
The bill in front of us now will lead to additional cuts.
It did not hold schools accountable enough, as Chickaloon Republican Eric Feige believed.
I think the educational institutions in this state should be coming to us and proving to us what they're returning on our investment.
But in the end, a large majority of the House agreed with Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson.
I will not sacrifice the good for the perfect. I will not say no to something that takes us forward, even if it's baby steps.
The final vote was 28-11, and the split was largely on caucus lines. Jonathan Christ Tompkins of Sitka was the lone minority Democrat who voted in favor of the bill. Mark Newman of Big Lake and Tammy Wilson of North Pole were the only Republicans to vote against it. The bill was introduced by Governor Sean Parnell as the marquee legislation to what he has dubbed the education session. Included in its 60-odd sections are provisions that encourage vocational education, set up a grant program for new charter schools, and allow students to earn credit for testing out of classes. But the two farthest-reaching components of the legislation were not part of the governor's original bill. They were additions the House Finance Committee made last week, and neither survived the floor session. One restructured the teacher retirement payment plan so that the legislature would stretch out its pension obligation over time by making appropriations from the state's pool of tax revenue. Governor Sean Parnell has advocated for a nearly opposite approach that involves putting a large amount of money into the retirement trust up front, and then ideally paying pensions out over a shorter timeline with the help of investment earnings. Representative Kathy Munoz, a Juneau Republican, successfully brought forward an amendment wiping the bill free of all changes to the retirement system. During her floor speech, she noted the plan included in the bill would stretch out retirement payments an extra 40 years and cost the state $15 billion more than Parnell's plan, according to an actuarial analysis.
The risk of continuing to balloon the unfunded liability is real, and in turn, the impact to our credit rating is also real.
The other major part of the bill that was scrapped dealt with the school funding formula. The House Finance Committee had tweaked the formula in a way that favored large schools, without including a similar boost for small ones. Representative Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham Democrat who caucuses with the majority, offered an amendment restoring the original formula. He said the formula change had not been properly vetted. He also framed the amendment as a matter of fairness, acknowledging that while the urban schools need money,
I argue that so do the smaller schools.
Edgman's amendment also added $30 million in one-time school funding to the bill. That's in addition to an increase to the base student allocation that's worth $225 million over 3 years. By comparison, the governor proposed increasing per-student funding by $100 million over that same time period. While some Democrats in the minority said the funding package on the table was better than nothing, it still did not go far enough for most. As a caucus, they offered a failed amendment that would have put $450 million toward the base student allocation, stretched over 3 years. Democrats also attempted to get rid of language in the bill forbidding the state from spending money to implement Common Core standards, which they noted resembled Alaska's own standards. They also tried to limit a new tax credit so it would only cover contributions made to public schools, not private ones. None of their amendments were successful. The bill will now be sent to the Senate. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.